The lizard. Here's another early memory. I'm chewing up a grilled cheese sandwich on the floor of my living room when I see it, the lizard, dashing out from behind the TV unit. It skitters across our white tiles on its lizard legs. Its head twitches around and around, looking for something in lizard motion, unpredictable in a way that makes me feel sick. I don't trust it. My father is asleep on the couch, a sports game blaring, the remote still gripped in his hand. His chapped mouth hangs open. He's zonked but balanced, almost poised on an elbow. I pick up one of his empty glasses off the coffee table, a thick layer of extra crystal on the bottom of it. I am clumsy with the glass. My hand can't even wrap the circumference. I sniff the inside, gag dramatically. I decide I must capture the lizard, show it who's boss. I decide that I must take control, for once, of a situation. The lizard is unmoving beneath the kitchen counter. I take off crawling toward it and it runs. I stand up, chase the lizard into the kitchen. I rush it up and down the wall, cupping my glass against the paint. My bare feet slap the tile as I chase the lizard through the hallway and down one step, until it slides beneath the mildewed crack of the garage door. This isn't enough. Now that I'm chasing it, now that my chest is pumping, now that the lizard is scared, I don't want to stop. I open the door and let my eyes adjust. Sunlight leaks around the garage door like a glowing picture frame. I look under paint buckets, around the oily car stains. I will find it. And then I do. The lizard, motionless, in the far right corner of the garage. "You can trust me," I say. "Shh." I move slowly, carefully. I make my voice sound high and coddling. This time when I approach it, the lizard does not run. It stares at me, breathing, its little red lizard balloon pumping at its throat. "I'm not going to hurt you," I say. I said that. Once I am squatting right next to the lizard, I move the glass out from behind my back. I stare at the lizard, its darting eyes, the tiniest nails. I hold the base of the glass in my palm. I am perfectly still for two counts of Mississippi before I snap the empty side down right on top of the lizard. The glass does not break, but the lizard does. The edge of the glass has severed the tail off right in the center. It went down smooth, without resistance, as if the tail were made of lizard putty. The lizard tail begins waggling across the concrete garage floor while the rest of the body jumps inside the glass, pushing against it. My scream cleaves the air as I run back into the house. I never take the glass off the lizard. I never let the air in. Instead, I become afraid of the garage from that day forward, that awful rubbery smell. What it meant to be a grown-up. For years, the lizard came to me each time I began falling asleep. I couldn't push it out from behind my eyes. All those lizard movements, the way it had finally trusted me. I thought of the way I had chased it, the blood rush of that. I thought of not much else. A body, severed, does not die right away. It fights, thrashes. Every part of it remembers.